Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio presents Part of Your Go Home. Boy, I've got some really good music for you. And I just want to say I'm really happy that you tuned in today because we have a really good show coming. So here we go. Banger! vocals by the one and only Bill Heston. And tonight, let's see, March 11th, Banger is playing at 924 Gilman Street. They're opening up the show. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an all-ages show, and this is in Berkeley, California, at the historic Gilman Street venue. And it looks like Banger's opening for Black Crosses. And Last One Down opens the show. And the rest are to be announced. So if you're anywhere near Berkeley, get on down and check out the show. You'll really be glad you did. They're just such a good band. Now for some antics. Driving his truck from England to Ireland and all over the place. So you have a safe trip out there. And don't forget your buddies here. This one goes out to Dave Anger. Boo-hoo-hoo.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo. This is all I ever motherfucking hear from you. We'll be right back.
the best bands are on Mystic Records. So, you know, down to your store and find yourself a Mystic Record. There I'll be. Conflict. I'm So happy you tuned in today. It's really cold and rainy, and we've been experiencing what they call these new atmospheric rivers. Well, I do know one thing. The Sacramento River is running bank to bank, and I believe California is over their big drought that we've been having for so many years, and it's really refreshing. It even snowed here at my ranch. So anyway, hope you're all staying warm. And let me see, what do I have next for you guys? So if you want to call in the studio, you can make a request or just say anything that's on your mind. The call-in number is 646-478-3594. All right, I'm in the mood for some Don Bowles. Here we go, Mox Nix, Vicious Children. Seems to be really weird. I was playing around on the browser, and I just typed in Mystic Records to see what would come up, and it said, sorry, check your spelling. We can't find anything. Really? Very strange. Right, you're banger. great performance tonight. So get on down to 924 Gilman tonight.
I just want to get laid. I just want to.
Hooligan Element with Bleed.
We'll be right back.
back-to-back double play with In Looking Out.
The way I see it,
Shut up and drink. Okay, Okay, so up next we have Hayden Principal.
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Dark land, USA, don't be fun, don't be gay. Kick your ass, it's not like me, you can't be what you want to be. I'm a top training, can't tell, gonna be a cop from hell. A killer cop from hell, killer cop from hell. Killer cop from hell, killer cop from hell.
That is such a stop. The head of force of it, I'll do what you trust. While I
Okay, well, you know, a little while ago, I accidentally pushed the wrong button, and I removed myself from the soundboard here. So anyway, I probably cut off part of that last song from those Swedish boys. So I clicked Fatal Error. That was Fatal Error you were just listening to. And how about some False Confession? Feline.
All that
really great band called Whoa. Sorry about that feedback from the microphone. So anyway, False Confession, a really great band, and I love that song, Feline. It's one of my favorites. Up next is Dr. No, Ice House.
Thank you.
vocalist Maxine Murr on vocals and violin. Very talented artist, and that's Danny Dorman with Death on the Radio and Lee Powers. I'd like to see you guys get it back together again and put out some music. Such talent, you know? Okay, we're going to rip it up here with COA, Dirt Ring Boys. Okay, you know he has such talent, and you can tell all of the songs in all of these different bands he's in, they're good because he's a songwriter and he really knows what he's doing. Okay, so up next, It's a Damned Nation.
I just wanna give you a crave.
Double play back-to-back of Crankshaft with Well, first it was Let Me Out and then Crazy. So anyway, I hope you're having a good day because we are really on a roll here and we've got some more of those cholos on acid.
Rising from the grave, and that shit's a zombie fighting shark!
Takedown that was Born to Suffer, and here's Bound by Honor. Well, let's find out what's going on in Hollywood and call the only person who knows all the lowdown of who's doing what in Hollywood. Hey, it's not ringing. There it goes.
Hello.
Hey, Tequila Mockingbird.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, I wanted to give you a call and find out what's happening, what all the buzz is in Hollywood in the Punk Rock Museum this weekend. Or this
Well, it's Sunday tomorrow, so I'll be having a show at the Oracle Tavern, 1640 North Spring Street. And I have Tom Monitor and Tungsten and my band. And it should be another exciting evening at the Oracle Tavern. It's free to get in. And we serve coffee, tea, wine, and beer, toddies. So you can come hang out there. And then I just did an interview for the Intergenerational Punk Conference at UCLA. And that will be... Yeah, that's with Punk, a radio show I do, a podcast called The Punkcast, PUNKAST.com. And it is out of UCLA, and it studies the history of punk rock. So we are doing that at UCLA, studying punk rock at UCLA. And I'm preparing to do a TV show with KCET on the history of punk rock in Chinatown.
Oh, how fun.
So that's Madame Wong's Hong Kong, Atomic Cafe, Al's Bar. So that should be really exciting. And I spent the day yesterday with Rin River, who is the daughter of Helen, who owned the Anti Club.
Oh.
So just keeping the family together, making sure the family's still together. All of us rockers are still rocking together.
I know, and you know, we're just a big family.
Was my family. My own family, they didn't like anything I was doing or the way I did anything. And you know what? I didn't care because I made a family of my own, and they're still my family now.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I think it our parents' generation, we could never do anything to please them. that's just how they were.
That's true. That's true. They came from like post-war, so they're all traumatized with PTSD.
Right.
I mean, my mother would always complain bitterly that I spoke German. Well, you speak German? And I spoke German because, you know, they spoke pig Latin and I spoke German. I guess, what can I tell you? I prefer German to pig Latin.
Well, my mom spoke German because her mother came from Germany. And in the 50s and 60s, you know, you didn't want to tell anybody in America you were from Germany. You just didn't do it, you know. So I remember standing up in school in the third grade saying, I'm German. And everybody's going, ew, Nazi.
I know. If they only realize, they need to realize, the world is such a small place. And to be making all of these horrible distinctions between one area and the other, it's just ridiculous. And that's what, when I teach at UCLA, they're always trying to, like, separate us. Like, oh, well, you were a jazz singer and you became a punk singer. What's the difference? How did you do that? And it's like, well, punk is jazz for black people because we were all outsiders. If you played jazz, you weren't playing traditional black music. So to me, punk and jazz have the one thing in common, that they're outsiders and rebels. And basically, I also have this thing that I always have to fight at UCLA about color. I'm like, punk rockers didn't have prejudice when we started out. We weren't prejudiced. Nobody was prejudiced in our scene. And for some reason in the 90s, I guess probably around 85 when when the Orange County thing started happening, the racism started. So I talked to these young kids, and they just remember the racism. They don't remember when punk rock was cool and happy, and like they
and
wouldn't
normal.
Listen to me tell. And when I would tell them, I'm like, no, it wasn't prejudiced, and they fought me on it. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And then Alice Bagg said, no, nobody was prejudiced. And then it was like, oh, well, Alice Bagg said nobody was prejudiced, so I guess that's the truth. So I'm like, okay,
right.
Well, who's prejudiced? The person telling me that I'm wrong or the person, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like Alice and I agree. We were there. That's the difference. I mean,
exactly.
These people that are discussing
too,
it with me are the same age as my shoes, you know? So I don't understand how they can be so belligerent and think that they know more, and they tell me they know more than me and that they're more punk rock than me. And I'm just like, I'm horrified because, like, A, punk rockers didn't have to go around saying they were punk rockers.
No.
We just were.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, we just enjoyed the music and our clubs and we had fun and you know, what can I say? You know, we just, it was lifestyle, you know. Today, I don't know what these kids have on their mind, but I see people all over with, like, pink hair and this, that, and the other, and it's like, okay, and if I come into contact with them, I will ask them, hey, what kind of music you like? Oh, I don't know, a little this, a little that. I said, you like punk rock? No. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Whatever.
Not even in on it, no. But
right.
You know what I told them at the school? I said, we fought for the right for you to have pink hair, blue hair, a leather jacket. We walked down the street and we were attacked by people all the time because we wouldn't wear, like, disco clothing. So,
right, right. That was a big thing, sure.
You owe it to us that you're able to have pink hair, blue hair, green hair, leather jacket, cool music. That's because we fought for you. Oh, they were just so, you know, they're so academic that they just don't get it at all.
Right. Well,
you know
we're little rebels with a cause, you know. And we
want
to be popular, you know. We just, you know, we just kind of all clicked with each other in the music and we united, you know, with the freedom to speak about the troubles in our neighborhoods and sing about songs of our daily lives, you know. We brought people back down to earth, you know, with a common goal.
I always felt that punk rock was like a newspaper that people were singing.
It is, you know. I play, you know, a few old songs today, and I look back and think about, you know, where we were back then, and you're so correct, you know. It is a newspaper, you know, and I love the lyrics. I always ask the new bands coming in, give me your lyrics.
I agree. It's the new generation, you know, of course there are exceptions to every rule, but there are rules to every exception, you know, and a lot of the people I talk to, they're more bent on saying, I'm punk rock, and not knowing anything about what that means.
Right.
But explain to them, it's not something you say you are, it's what people call you.
Right.
She's punk rock. Look at her. She's punk rock. Look at her. Look at how she's dressed. She's punk rock. But we wouldn't know we were punk rock. We knew we were different. And we knew we were buying into the system.
Yeah, and we didn't like labels.
No. We just knew that they were posers and they still are.
I just want to be. I just want to be like you.
Well, we love punk rock, and we love the freedom that it brought us. And hopefully the next generation of kids will get it a little bit better than the ones I deal with, because I just find it really, you know, first of all, they're studying punk rock at UCLA. Do you know how much money it costs to go to UCLA?
I know. And, you know, the author, Stacy Russo, she's gotten the book that she wrote about a few of us, a bunch of us that she interviewed. I wish I had been in touch with you then. I should have had her, you know, definitely include you in there. But the book's titled We Were Going to Change the World. And she actually got it on the academic list for the college in Berkeley. She's a librarian. And she writes these books. And, and she was a little punk rocker, you know, herself back in the day. And, you know, our book, the book that she wrote us all up, I mean, X-Scene's in there and Alice Bag and, you know, any of us that really had our roots in the beginning of the whole music scene, you know. I mean, we brought in a whole new genre of music. Nobody knew what it was, just like, you know, Elvis and the rest of them in the 50s, you know, brought in rock and roll, you know, instead of going from Glenn Miller and big band to rock and roll, you know, it was.
Well, once again, that was taken from black people, and you know, because Elvis would tell you in a hot second he got his stuff from Little Richard and Rosetta Thorpe, and with punk rock, you know, there were. When I was a really young punk rocker, like, my cousin turned me on to all the punk rock. She took me to see Iggy Pop when I was underage. So, I mean, you know, when I was 13, I was seeing Iggy Pop. And at the same time, Led Zeppelin was still happening. So,
right.
I mean,
I was a Led Zeppelin fan.
I still am. I have a band called Zepp Pussy now.
I know you do.
It's going to be coming out on Mystic Records. Yeah, so I feel like, you know, it's great that they're teaching punk rock in schools. And, you know, I just hope that they get it right. It's amazing to me the kind of stuff I hear from these people, though. They really believe. I'm like, you can't be punk rock, because punk rock that you're talking about was over by 82.
Right.
You weren't there. You weren't born for another 30 years.
Well, hey, wait a minute. There's some really good music coming out right now, and I've gathered a lot of new bands on Mystic, and, you know, they're really talented, you know.
I believe that they musically are talented and that they are from the family of punk rock. But I'm saying
for people to be claiming different, not different,
the same, but part of the family. They're like our grandkids.
Right.
But people like, the people
family.
I'm talking about are like claiming that they're like the original punk rockers, and they're like, and they're like, I'm so punk rock, I don't even have to look punk rock. And it's like, okay. I'm like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I design shoes for Serena Williams. Okay, well, that's not really punk rock.
Definitely not. No designer stuff. Exactly. New.
Luckily, the professor. I was a designer model, and I would just rip up my designer clothing to be punk rock, you know, because I just thought they were so pretentious. We were anti-pretension.
Right.
And
the professor
that I work with now is an old cruster punk who lived in squats and the whole thing, you know, and now she's a professor at UCLA, and she's constantly upset because she's like, well, I don't think it's cool to be a professor at UCLA. I'm like, you're out of your mind. You need to be a professor at UCLA. You were a cruster punk. What are you going to do next, you know?
Right, right. Well, and, you know,
it's the greatest thing in the world.
There seems to be a lot of people wanting to claim credit for things, and it's like you and me and the rest of us, you know, we were there, you know, and I just have really a lot of fun, you know, letting them know, hey, and what year did you do this? You know?
Yeah, Fat Mike's like, I'm the most punk rock guy ever. And it's like, how old are you?
Well, he was a teenager. He wasn't even old enough to get in the cafe when we booked his first show there, you know. And
we let in all the kids. We snuck kids in. I still get letters from kids that we snuck into the cafe.
Right. Well, you know, these kids needed some place to go to get off the street because the cops were just really, really hounding the club. And when we were really rolling in 1984, you know, they just waited outside and you know, looked for kids with nowhere to go to, you know, harass them and everything. So, yeah, they were safe. And, you know, Doug Moody, he brought some kids into the studio before around the corner from Mystic. And, you know, they're running down the street trying to get away from the cops. And he would open the door and let them come in and stuff, you know. So,
the cops,
you know,
were notorious.
We all take care of each other.
The cops were super assholes in 84. Not that they're much different now, but
the
way they...
Olympics.
Well, that and also, I mean, basically what I'm trying to say is, like, the way that they treat black people now is the way they treated young punk rockers.
That's,
you know, they were always beating up on young punk kids.
Yeah, they stereotyped us all, you know. And luckily,
yeah.
I was a little bit older than most of them, you know, because, you know, I was, like, 26, 27 when I started working there, you know. And, you know, you're talking about, I mean, come on, Tim Grimm from the band, lead singer from the Grimm, he was 14 years old when we used to book the Grimm in there, you know.
All the bands we worked with were young and bright.
Yeah. I mean, look at that.
When I was booking, when I was booking New Wave Theater, Mary Diana Cantor from 45 Grave was 15.
Love her. She's so sweet and talented, very talented.
Very talented, still doing it. And I love is seeing the people that we started off that are still doing it. I mean,
I
that
know.
Makes me so proud.
It's our way of, started a way of life that we enjoyed and we loved, and that's why we're still working in punk rock today, you know?
Exactly. I love the freedom that it gives the mind. You know, everybody else seems pretty indoctrinated. And, you know, I mean, while everyone else is arguing over politics, we're wondering what song we're going to write next. and you
exactly.
have to be creative for yourself. Yeah, you can't be, like, wound up in all that other stuff. You can only take care of yourself.
Right. Well, we were the little rebels with a cause coming
yes,
out of the 60s, you know?
We
didn't want to be hippies, you know, that all that peace and love and quaaludes. That wasn't us. We wanted the we wanted to be different. We wanted to be left alone.
I was always surprised. I was really surprised when I realized that people were actually having sex, because punk rockers didn't seem to ever have sex, and I was shocked when all these people had children.
I used to see those words written on walls, and I would think, what does that mean? I mean, before, you know, when I was really little. But anyway, we're down to 60 seconds here, honey. So you have a show at the Oracle downtown L.A. tomorrow.
Yes,
and
we're going to be doing Art Bound on KCET, Punk Rock in Chinatown. And we're keeping the punk rock alive at the L.A. Punk Museum in Hollywood, California at Rubicon Records and Tapes.
That's right.
So come on
down Santa Monica Boulevard. Come on down.
That's right. Come on down.
I'm surprised. I think that instead of saying goodbye, you make another film for us, huh?
Yeah.
Benny, roll up the footage. I want to see the end credits.
Goodbye.
See ya. that was fun. See you next time. And party or go home.
I'm in trouble.